ever considered that your trial could be a sign of God's belief in you? That God may have a confidence in you that you don't yet have yourself? I'm Lori Short, and today's podcast may be challenging for some of you to think about, especially if you've assumed that the trials or sufferings that we go through are a sign of God's displeasure. That the reason we go through hardship is because we did something to make God mad, and now we're paying for it. Today's verse actually says the opposite, that your trial could be evidence of God's affection, and that it's possible that God allowed the trial for the strength that he sees in you, so that when you make it through, you will grow in your faith and be able to trust him for bigger things. The verse comes from Job 1, and I should clarify that all the verses I talk about in this podcast and in my book, 40 Verses, are given in context with the passage because it is so important to understanding what the verse actually says. Verses need to be taken in context so that you can get the true meaning of the verse and how it can apply to our lives. So the verse we're going to look at today is in one of the most talked about chapters in one of the most talked about books in the Bible. The book of Job is known as the book for those who suffer or who have difficulty in their lives. The book opens with a dialogue between God and Satan, and God is actually bragging about Job, sort of like the way parents brag about their children. So here's the verse. "Have you considered my servant Job? There's no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil." Well, clearly God loves Job, and he points out why he's so proud of him. And it's important to notice that Satan is actually the one who introduces the challenge, saying that the reason that Job loves God so much is that his life has been amazing. He's rich, he has a huge family, tons of land. I mean, why wouldn't he love God? And then Satan says this, "If you take it all away, his faith will not last. He will abandon you." So let's think for a minute about God's response to this. If he says to Satan, "Oh no, don't do that," he's essentially saying that Satan is right, that God has no confidence that Job will hold on to his faith if his blessings are taken away. However, if God allows Satan to move forward, he is allowing Job this opportunity to prove God's confidence in him. And it's not some kind of game for God, because God knows that if Job makes it through this trial, it will strengthen Job's faith. And that is God's ultimate goal for all of us, a strong faith. He cares about that more than he cares about our circumstances. So God does approve the trial, but on the condition that Job's life is spared. So let's stop here. This is heavy stuff. Scholars have debated this book, and some say it's an allegory, and some say it's historical truth. But I want to talk about why this book is even in the Bible, and what it has to show us about God and suffering. Many of us believe that God's favor is attached to our performance, that if we're good, then God is good to us. Even if we don't exactly say it that way, we often live that way. Things aren't going well, so God must not be happy with me. I need to step up my game so God will show his favor again. But the book of Job is so important because it declares that God's favor is not necessarily attached to your circumstances. In fact, it goes so far as to say, if things aren't going well, it may even be a sign of God's affection, that he believes in you enough to grow your faith. Ultimately, God wants more for us than a faith in a Santa Claus God. He wants us to have faith in him as the living God who has plans for us that are bigger than ours. And trials are one way that we grow our faith, because eventually we stop questioning, why did God do this? And we seek to find out what God might be trying to show us. And that's the second thing. Job went through this awful trial, but because of it, He got to see that questioning God is okay. Job yelled out. All his friends were trying to give him churchy answers, but Job kept crying out to God, "Why?" And in the end, God actually commended Job's faith, not the churchy faith of his friends. It's okay to question when you don't understand. God wants to deepen your relationship with him, and questioning is what does that. And another important truth that this story reveals is that God doesn't cause suffering, but allows it. This is really important because we can know that when we suffer, God is not in our circumstances against us. He's actually with us in our circumstances. God is for you. And that's very clear in this book. Job actually never gets an answer to why he suffers, but God takes him on a world tour to show him how big he is. And Job is so overwhelmed by God's bigness that he actually ends up repenting. Sometimes we need to lift our eyes from our own little story to see how God is working in the world and recognize that we're part of something so much bigger. And that's what going to church or having a support group does for us. We may not understand why we are living a certain chapter or going through pain, but knowing how big God is and how he is at work in other people's lives helps us trust that God is at work, even if we can't see what he's doing. We know from the story in Job that one day we will have a different perspective on our trial. We will see how God used it in our life, and we will understand more about God. And we will also see how God used it in other people's lives. Job had no idea that so many people would cling to his journey in their suffering and find comfort and peace through his story. The story is always much bigger than the chapter you're living, but this chapter is your opportunity to trust and question and seek God. And the last thing the book of Job shows us is to stay in the trial. Don't let go of God while you're doubting. Keep asking him to show up. Too many people give up too soon, and you have to stay in the struggle. I really think too many people settle for a Santa Claus faith, and God wants so much more because he is more, and he wants to reveal more of himself to you. Trials are good for one thing. They get your attention. So lean in and get to know God better. And that actually brings me to an opportunity that I want to give you this summer. This week will be my last podcast until the fall, but I'm inviting people to a devotional challenge this summer with a group of us who are reading 40 verses. We're going to start at the beginning of June on Monday and go through the end of July. So 8 weeks, 5 verses a week. So you can have the weekends to catch up. And I want to invite you to join us. I would love it if you wanted to join my 40 Verses Facebook group with a bunch of other people who are doing the study. And there's also some others who are doing it with small groups or with women's groups throughout the country. So I'll be interacting on that Facebook group page, which is actually called 40 Verses, as well as on Instagram. And it's an opportunity for you to have a mobile Bible study while you travel, which I think is a great way to grow spiritually this summer because so many of us take vacation or are away for a period of time. As a bonus, if you're on Right Now Media, you can actually do the 8-week video study, or you can get it on my website. But you can do the book without it. And I'd love to challenge you to do that, to take this summer, the next 8 weeks, and grow in your relationship with God, because he wants to show so much more of himself to you. Thanks so much for tuning in.